Between you and their communication. Over! Somebody shout fire! They will never be able to call your name again. They will never be able to locate your address again. Lift your hands up. You said that there is somebody here. They always send disaster your way. They send it your way. They just send disaster your way. They send it to your address. They send it to your office. They send it to wherever you are going. It's like, why is it that I encounter the same problem? Whether I'm in the house or in the office or traveling on the road. Right now, the connection between you and them is hereby disconnected by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let's go. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as he says. Also to be alert. If in the course of preaching, the course of teaching, the course of ministry, the power of God erupts and breaks out on somebody and becomes under power, there is no cause for harm. Just arrange them very well in dignity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Judges chapter 6. After Joshua, you go to Judges. Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges. Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Can we all read it together? One, two, go. Let's start again. One, two, go. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which is Ophrah that pertaineth unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress
to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, what? Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Praise the Lord. Somebody is going to leave here with might today. What used to defeat you and what you used to run away from, after today they will run from you. Can you say amen like a believer? Verse 25. Can we read it together? 25 to 27. One to go. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father has, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the other place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. Praise the Lord. After Gideon did this, there was trouble in the land. They said they should bring Gideon and let them kill him. Why should he destroy the altar of Baal? Look at verse 31. Everybody read, one to go. And Joash, that is his father, said unto all that stood by against him, will you plead for Baal? Will you save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because somebody has cast down his altar. Today, the altar of demons and deities and principalities that is about to be pulled down in your family and in your life, they won't be able to do anything about it. They won't be able to kill you for it. They won't be able to do you anything about it. They won't be able to do anything against you because of it. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. What happened after the altar was pulled down? Verse 34. Verse 33 and 34. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew the trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. The altar was put down. Now, this is the sequence of events. Gideon was among the Israelites. Israel had offended God, and because of that, the favor of God was away from them, and their enemies began to impoverish them. And Gideon, the Bible says, was threshing corn by the wine press to hide it away from the Midianites. He was fearful, he was timid, he was agitated, he was tensed up. And while he was there hiding away, the angel of the Lord came and met him and said, the Lord is with you. You are a mighty man of valor. How can I be a mighty man of valor and I am hiding from the enemy? And Gideon said, if God is with us, why are all these things happening? And the angel said, go in this your strength. That is the second stage. Stage number three. The Lord said, however, before you go, there is an altar, an idol in your father's house. Before you can go into this warfare, before I can go with you, go to your father's house, pull down the altar. And he went, pulled it down, And then the Spirit of God came on him. And he went into his assignment. Something is about to happen to you. Before we get into the matter, I want to define what is an altar. What is really an altar? I'm going to tell you about five things concerning an altar very, very quickly. Can I do so now? An altar is a place of encounter between spiritual beings and human beings. An altar is a place of encounter, a place of encounter. Whether it is a shrine, whether it is an occultic place, whether it is a satanic coven, an altar. Let that woman wake up if she's here to be helped. Open your eyes, even if you are seeing vision. Because to be sleeping hearing such a message is to return back with the devil that followed you. To be sleeping hearing a message like this is to return back home with what? The devil you came with. Somebody say, no way. Somebody say, no way. It is a place. You see, that is why anything that wants to make you sleep in church is your worst devil. The Bible says he sent forth his word and healed them. So if you cannot hear the word, how can you be healed? He sent forth his word and delivered them from their destruction. If you cannot hear, how can you be delivered? Only herbalists can deliver you without preaching. And the deliverance is not a deliverance, it's exchange. He removed one devil and put another one. Hallelujah. An altar is a place of encounter between spiritual beings and human beings. There is the altar of God and there is the altar of Satan. The altar of God is the place where people encounter Jehovah God. Satanic altars are places where people encounter demons and Satan. Am I still communicating? Number two, an altar is a spiritual highway between the natural world and the spiritual world. It's a spiritual highway. It's an expressway between the natural world and the spiritual world. An altar is a place of high spiritual traffic. High spiritual traffic. When Jacob was at Bethel, which was an altar of God, the Bible says when he laid his head down, he saw from earth to heaven a ladder was set, and angels were ascending and descending upon that altar. The altar of God is a place where angels ascend and descend. It's a traffic of angels. Every church, every genuine church with a genuine altar has a continuous traffic of angels. Continuous traffic of angels. Am I speaking to somebody here? A shrine or a satanic altar also has a continuous traffic of demons. If your father's compound has a shrine, understand that demons are trafficking there. When you put an idol, a talisman, or something given to you by a herbalist somewhere, and you keep it somewhere, it becomes an altar and becomes a point of contact for demonic traffic. That is why every town and every community that has a lot of shrines has a lot of demonic presence. When you enter the house of a real herbalist, you feel the presence of demons because the altar there is a traffic. Am I communicating to somebody here? It's a demonic traffic. But today I want to announce to you that the demonic traffic that has been around your life and around your compound and around your family is about to be terminated. That amen is too local. It's about to be frustrated. We are about to block the highway for demons. We are about to block the highway for principalities. We are about to block the highway for powers. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe, shout the loudest amen. Some of you live in houses where you see all manner of devils, all manner of nightmares and demons. Maybe you moved into a new compound or a new house, or you live in a place, and when you are outside the house, everything is all right. When you come to sleep in the house, everything is wrong. You know what is probably happening? Either the owner of the house buried something. In case you are a tenant, probably the owner of the house buried something there, or there was a satanic altar that operated in that place before the man bought the land, and he was not aware. And as long as that altar remained there, the traffic continues. They may not have come to harm you, but they are just passing. Am I speaking to somebody here? They just came to pass. Am I speaking to anybody here? For example, where the land where you bought, you don't know what happened on that ground 1,000 years ago. You don't know what happened 500 years ago or 100 years ago. You don't know who they killed on that ground. You don't know the shrines that operated there. And then here you are struggling and battling, building a house upon an altar, living in a spiritual traffic. Today I am here to announce to you, everywhere there is a traffic around your life and you are not aware, and it is working against your destiny. Today the road shall be blocked. The traffic shall be cut off. The traffic shall be cut off. If you believe, shout yes. One lady went to the market and bought a little decoration, an image, this kind of Russian kind of decoration, and he put it in her house. And before she could say praise the Lord, she began to run mad. And God's servant, a servant of the Lord, stepped into the house in order to deliver the woman. What is happening? He was trying to pray. The revelation came. This thing is not of God. Remove this thing. Where did you get it? It's a decoration. I just bought it from the market. It's not a decoration. It is an altar. It's an altar. It's a satanic point of contact. And as long as it is there, there is a roadway for demons. I see people wearing necklaces with the symbol of a serpent. I see people wearing dresses with all manner of satanic symbols. Hear me, brothers and sisters. Beware what you pick or what you buy and what you put on yourself, because you may establish an altar in your house and invite demons to come. But hear this today, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I announce to you, I announce to you today, every demonic altar that has proven a highway for demons around your life, today that altar shall be pulled down. That altar shall be pulled down, and the highway shall be blocked. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor, say, in my life there shall be no highway for the devil. There are some films that people watch, voodoo related films, satanic related films. While those agents or people are doing their own incantation and invocation on the theme, the devil saw a point of contact, and before you know it, he arrives. They brought a child to me some day, time ago, and the child would be shaking like this, shaking like this, shaking like this, shaking like that, shaking like that. They did everything. The mother was pregnant. She became concerned. Did everything. The child was. They called me. They said, this child is dying. In the night, my wife and I came out. My wife asked them, what happened? What was the last thing that happened before this thing started? What was he watching? And they said, they were watching one film. After the film started, It's likely that it's a natural fear of a child, but I perceive and sense in my spirit that a devil just passed and the child encountered the presence of a spirit because a highway was created. You cannot sing the songs of Satan and he does not arrive. You cannot manifest his manifestations and you don't see him around. Am I speaking to somebody here today? But the reason for this meeting is because some highways around your life are about to be blocked. Some highways in your office is about to be blocked. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Here is number three. Altars provide access to the spirit realm and determine the spiritual climate over a territory. They provide access into the spirit realm and determine the spiritual climate over a territory. A person who does not naturally preach with fire or does not naturally operate by fire can step upon this altar and all of a sudden he begins to pray with fire because of what he encountered on this altar. There are many pastors that have told me, "Pastor, when I came into that place, I encountered something." About some Tuesdays ago, maybe 5 or 6 Tuesdays ago, a white man came here with his son. How many of you remember? It's an apostle and he's a bishop. And his son is a bishop. And when he came here, he wanted to take the photograph of the church during the worship session. And he couldn't catch the crowd because it was covered with a cloud. The camera couldn't catch the crowd. And the picture has been printed. He tried again. He couldn't. Until the prayer session was over, people sat down. Then he picked the crowd. And his son told me, he said, "This church, do you have a worship CD? Do you have a worship album?" The bishop, I said, "No." He said, "Why not?" He said, "This is the most anointed worship I have experienced in this country." Why? Because of the strength of the altar. The altar of God gives you access to the realm of God. It gives you access to the realm of God and exposes you under the influence of God. The altar, when Jacob was at that Bethel, heaven was open. Anywhere there is an altar, there is an open heaven. Opened into the supernatural realm. And it could be on the positive side or the negative side. Because there are also principalities and powers in the heavenly places. Am I communicating at all? Is God speaking to anybody here? I'd like you to hear this very carefully. You see, so altars determine the spiritual climate over a place. They determine the climate, the spiritual climate, the kind of things that go on in a place are determined by the altars that are set up there. For example, the altar of God. Well, when the altar of God is in operation, peace, progress, prosperity, healing, deliverance takes place naturally. How many of you, since you came here, nobody's particularly prayed for you, but you came with a sickness and the sickness has disappeared? Many. Progress. But hear this. When satanic altar is in a place, what does the devil do? To kill, to steal, and to destroy. So when satanic altar is controlling a community or a family, guess what is happening? There is death, especially premature death. When satanic altar is controlling a family, there is calamity, disaster, tragedy. When satanic altar is controlling a territory, there are losses. Losses are inevitable. In preparation for this meeting, I asked one of the people from my place back home. I said, "Tell me some of the altars and the deities and shrines that were being worshipped years ago and still now." And he called me some names. Then he told me about two of them. He mentioned, he said, those who were imported from a certain land, I don't want to mention the name. He said, but as those altars and shrines and idols came, he said the effect of them was very devastating on the land. So they returned them back. There was one of them, the name of it literally means to spoil people. I don't know how to put it. The name means the spoiler of people. One which spoils people. He said his effect was too devastating on the land. It was imported, but it has to be reported. Or exported. Am I speaking to somebody here? That is what happens when satanic altars are positioned in a place. Some of us sit at home and you see your uncle or your grandpa or some people going to worship your I shrine and worshiping things, and you are seated there looking and say, oh, this one is doing his own thing. Well, go ahead. Take a little money and use it to buy some power. Right? Thinking that you are just assisting the man to worship his own. The more he does that thing, the more your destiny is complicated. Especially if you have a hand in giving him money to do it. And if, as you are seated here now, some of you can testify that there are some families. I know a particular family where three matured boys. One was my contemporary. Three of them were killed on the roadside as armed robbers. I mean, I'm not talking about people, something I hear. People I know, one mother, three boys, killed on the road as armed robbers. There is definitely a satanic, demonic, manipulating power over that family that manipulated them to robbery and manipulated them into being killed before their time. That is why we are here today. I believe by the authority of Jesus Christ that by the throwing down of altars today, every negative influence that has come over your life from your family and from your community, it shall be pulled down in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Are you ready for something? When it is time to pray, I'd like you to pray with every anger you possess. Every brutality you possess. Devil, you have no place in my life. You have no place in my life. I refuse to be under the influence of any demonic altar. I am already under the influence of the altar of Calvary. The altar of Jesus of Nazareth. I refuse every altar. Manipulate. The fourth thing I want you to know about altars are maintained by the ministry of priests and sacrifices. Every altar, everywhere, priests will administer the altar and sacrifices will be offered for the altars to be maintained. Sacrifices. Jesus Christ is our high priest for the altar of God. And he offered the ultimate sacrifice, his own blood, for our sake and his life. As a result of that, what you and me need to do is to refresh that sacrifice with our worship, with our givings, with our commitment to God. We renew that, and then being dedicated under anointed ministries that he has placed, and then the benefits of that altar of Calvary can be yours. Am I communicating? Concerning demonic altars, you have high priests and priests of this demonic altar. I'd like you to hear something now. You have the priest and the high priest. Some of you here today, maybe your uncle is a priest. Maybe your grandfather was a priest. And maybe somebody around you is a priest of the altar. And what they do is they offer sacrifices. Hello? Am I still communicating? They offer sacrifices. It could be from fowl, hen, and all those things. And ultimately, it's blood they are looking for. So it's the blood of human beings. They may carry it directly or they carry it through premature death. Am I communicating here? And in other places, for the demons to be active, they sacrifice the marriage of their daughters. Look at your neighbor. Say, the devil is a bastard. That means all the girls can be educated, they can be established, they can be this, but they never marry. They never get a good husband. That is, their marital destiny has been sacrificed on the altar. Somebody shout, that devil is a liar. Somebody shout, that devil is a liar. Somebody shout, fire, yeah, 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 yeah. Today is your freedom. Oh, that amen is not a good one. I said today is your freedom. I said today is your freedom. If you believe, shout the loudest amen. One girl took a husband home to her. Somebody who will marry her. And he told the mother. And the mother said, what are you talking about? Am I married? The mother who gave birth to her said, am I married? Is my mother married? What are you talking about? If you have found a man, you can have as many children as you want. But you can't be married. In our tribe, we don't marry. Somebody say, foul. Somebody say, the devil is a liar. Somebody say, that devil is a liar. Lift up your head and say, in the name of Jesus. Today is my day of deliverance. Power was applied upon that girl. And she's married today. Because it is possible to come out from the influence. Look at the neighbor and say, I'm not paying anything again. I am not offering any sacrifice to any devil. In the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ offered the ultimate sacrifice. I owe the devil nothing. In some places, they sacrifice wealth. The altar demands the riches of the people. So everybody from there must be poor. Are you hearing me here today? In some places, they sacrifice their intelligence and education. So people cannot cross secondary school. They can't cross primary school. They can't cross anything. Somebody shout, no way! Some places, divorce is like water. They will get married, but let them remain in their husband home. Let us see. Look at your neighbor. Say, that devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. There is a whole community in River State where marriage is almost an abomination. A whole community. Live together 10, 15, 30, 20 years. To marry, say, this is bride price, this is marriage. Look at your neighbor, say, it has finished too. Look at your neighbor, say, the battle is over. Say, the end of the matter has come today. Am I speaking to somebody here? Lift up your right hand and give 30 seconds of shout. 30 seconds of shout. 30 seconds of shout. 30 seconds of shout. The victory shout. Yeah, 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 Look at your neighbor, say it is over. Say it in your language. Akwere. Say, look at your neighbor, say today is the end of the matter. Say in the name of Jesus, today is the end of the matter. I like you to announce, if God has sent me and I be a prophet of God, by the time this service is over, somebody will walk into their miracle husband, miracle wife, miracle children, miracle job, miracle open doors, miracle destiny. Shout yes! Take your seat. It is over. The 15, I'll tell you, I will soon be jumping up. To go far with God. Hear this. To go far with God, every single controlling altar must be destroyed. It must be destroyed. It must be destroyed. To receive the full anointing of God for your life. To fulfill, release your potential. To see joy. To see peace in life. Every controlling altar must be destroyed. Am I communicating here today? Because of time, I will not go into full detail. But in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, Philip went to Samaria to preach. And as he preached, the Bible says there was joy in the city. What happened? There was a man called Simon the sorcerer who held the city. The Bible says he bewitched the people. He was a high priest over the land. He bewitched the people. He tied down Samaria. Some of you, your family and your community has been tied down by demons and one high priest. Today, it is either they repent or they perish. Both them and their altar. Both them and their altar. They repent or they perish. Simon repented, and Samaria was truly free. Your freedom is coming on. There are some high priests that will repent, and there are some high priests that will perish. After today, if you hear the death of a native doctor, don't be surprised. If you hear of the death of a herbalist, don't be surprised. Somebody shout, I believe, I believe, I believe. I like this thing to be aired on television. And I serve notice to every satanic high priest in Abuja City. Be it a Dibia, a Malam, whoever it is. Once he's a satanic high priest in the city of Abuja, I decree their tenancy expires now. I decree fire upon their operations. Somebody shout fire. Fire, yeah, 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 yeah. Take your seat. God had already told Gideon, go in this thy might, you mighty man of valor. Why has he not been in might? Because there is something controlling his destiny from his father's house. Mighty man of valor, hiding. A man anointed to kill people was hiding from the people he has the power to kill, because there was a satanic altar from his father's house that covered his destiny. Some of you here, you are looking for money, and yet you are meant to be an owner of a bank. There are not many people who can say amen to that, because that one is too big. It's too big. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You are here meant to lay hands on the sick and cast out devils. And here you are carrying sickness in your body. He said, Gideon, there is something inside you. There is something big. You are a mighty man. Your type, you carry your sword once. You ruin thousands of people at once. But that thing that is in your father's house, it has covered you. Before you will move forward, Gideon, go and pull it down. Before this prophecy can come to pass, go and pull it down. Before the promise can come to pass, go and pull it down. Am I speaking to somebody here today? 3 things are going to happen to you by the time we pull down this altar. Are you ready for it? Number one, the potential inside you, the might of God, the capability, the wisdom of God in your life, the favor of God that has been bottled inside you because of something controlling your life, today they shall come out. They shall flow out. They shall flow out. By the release of that might, anything that defeated you before now, you shall defeat it. You are about to go and kill what wanted to kill you. I don't know who I'm talking to here. If it is cancer that wanted to kill you, or HIV, or singleness, or barrenness, or hypertension, whatever the devil has planned, or poverty that they want to use to kill you, after this session today, you will turn around and kill them. You will turn around and kill them. Somebody shout fire. The Midianites he was running away from, he went back to kill them after the altar fell and the anointing came. I don't know what you are afraid of and you have been running away from, and you are saying you don't want this thing to catch up with you. I don't want to remain barren. I don't want to remain poor. I don't want to remain sick. I don't want to remain sinful. Today, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the altar is coming down. And you shall attack what came to attack you and your family. If you believe, shout yes! There are families in this country where the men are sentenced to wifehood. Pardon me, I have no plan to insult anybody, but the man become the wife and the wife become the husband. See, the firstborn is like that. She is the one feeding the husband and feeding the family. The secondborn is like that. She is the one feeding the husband and feeding the children. The thirdborn is like that. The men from whichever men they are, they marry in that family, are men that has been yayerized by the devil. Somebody say no more. Somebody say no more. Somebody say no way. And there are some families, all the men are like that. They sit down in the morning at Ungo joint. Brukutu. Sapele water. Bito. Sit down there. Brain draft. Yes. Yes. Move. Somebody say, no way! Have you seen those kind of people I'm talking about playing draft in the morning? I don't know if you know draft. Show you now. Somebody say, no way!
Somebody shout, no more. Are you ready at all for what God is about to do? Hear these people in the city of Abuja, somebody here in this service, your testimony shall be seen on the newspapers. Your testimony shall make news. There shall be publicity for the testimony. If you believe, shout yes! When the altar is pulled down, there is a release of might, a release of strength, a release of wisdom, a release of potential, a release of what is inside. Number two, when the altar is pulled down, there is a connection with power for impact. You have not seen anointing yet until all the devils trying to resist you are totally ruined, until they are totally destroyed. That is when you see raw power. There is a dimension of anointing that wants to come on you, but is being resisted by the gods of your father. It's being resisted by the deities of your ancestors, because he told Gideon, pull it down. And when Gideon pulled it down, the anointing came. Why didn't it come before? Look at. I'm sure I will show you something in case you say this is OT. Show us something from MT. That's OT as per Old Testament. Come to Acts chapter 19. Why? Those of us who are in Christ Jesus in New Testament, is there anything like that? Let me show you something in Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19, verse 18. And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. These are satanic altars being roasted. Those who magicians, astrologers, stargazers, occultic people, they brought their altars, their witchcraft materials, their everything together, and they burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. What happened in the next verse? Verse 20. Why did they not grow before? Why didn't the word grow before? Why did not the word grow mightily before the altars were consumed? By the time the altars were roasted, the Bible says the place was set and the word grew and prevailed. It was traveling before. There are things around you, around your family, that has made you to have been traveling, struggling. You do what others do, you couldn't get the results. But as they were roasted, so mightily grew the word in the mouth of Paul the Apostle. There are pastors who have not been able to excel in ministry because of certain things from their places. And they need to face it and fight it. Somebody lift up your right and say, today is the day. I must grow. The word of God must grow in my life. The anointing must grow in my life. Today, no altar can stand against me. They must be roasted by fire. Somebody shout, fire. Fire. When the altar comes down, you release the might inside you. You release the powerful. You release the strength. Number two, when the altar comes down, you connect with power, higher power for impact. You are enabled to step into a higher dimension of power. If everything, every claim the devil is laying on your life is broken, power. Finally, when the altars come down, you enter the realm of fulfilling divine mandate and divine purpose and divine destiny. Exactly what God wants you to do, you begin to do it without sweat, without stress. Today they shall come down. That amen is too paralyzed. Today they shall come down. Can I hear your louder amen? Today the altar shall come down.
I told you 5 things about altars. And I've told you 3 things that will happen when altars come down. And how do you pull it down? 3 things. Number 1. Confront the altar. Confront it by name. God told Gideon, pull down the altar of Baal that is in your father's house. That is why I asked you to come, if possible, with the names, if you know the names of the demons and deities and shrines that affect people from your family. You come with the name on paper. We shall lift it up before God and come against them and decree you. What you don't confront, you don't conquer. You call it by name. You satanic spirit of Aleku. You spirit of Angenu. You spirit of this and that. I am against you. I am against you. I am against you. I am against you. I am against Ihedioha. I am against the demon of Ogun. Songo. I am against you. Your influence over my life cannot stand. Amadioha. I am against you. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Somebody shout fire. Number 2. You erect the altar of the Lord over your life. He told him, pull down this altar and erect another one for God. How do I erect the altar of the Lord? I make demands on the details of the altar at Calvary and everything that that altar stands to represent. I demand on it for my life in the place of satanic altar. I decree it. The altar that is only relevant in my life is the altar at Calvary. I demand upon you, O blood of Jesus Christ, I demand upon the benefits of redemption to begin to speak into my destiny today. When we are pulling down the altars, the demonic altars, we sack the demons of the altars. When we are establishing the altar of God, we release the angels of redemption. Am I communicating? Finally, offer sacrifice. That's the third thing. Offer sacrifice. I told some of us to come here fasting today, but the announcement was not repeated on Sunday, so I'm sure some people forgot. Was there anybody who came here fasting? All right, that's good. That's good. That's good. And I. Sacrifice. Your worship, your praise is a sacrifice. You give a lengthy period of time to celebrate this deliverance through heated praise and worship. My God. We have an evening version of this meeting, which is 5:00. And I'm trusting that we'll start that a little bit earlier so we can give more time to praise also. But another sacrifice I will employ you to offer is financial resources sacrifice. Let it be a memorial offering that on this day and on this occasion, I seal my release from every family deity. I seal my release. I seal my deliverance. Lord, I offer this sacrifice to commemorate this occasion that I cannot be held down by angelic spirits. Stand up on your feet. I did something like this many years ago. What I told you, and especially the dropping of the sacrifice. Maybe 4 years ago, we're still living at the other house. Lord,
This is my memorial offering. That from this moment forward, nothing negative from my fathers can affect my destiny. Stand up on your feet. If I stand here today in absolute integrity of life, and there is nobody here or anywhere that can say this pastor has come near him or her, approach her for immorality or adultery, something, it is by mercy, because I am from a background where it is like the more the wives, the better. Hello? I won't get into the detail of that. But you're talking of uncles and relations and all manner of people that are polygamists, and some are polygamy. Multigamy. Am I speaking? So you need some dimension of grace to be free from what affected your people. Somebody said, today is my day. Do you believe that? If I were you, the first thing I would do is to lift my voice and thank the Lord for the word, for the revelation. Just lift my voice and thank the Lord for the word. Thank the Lord for the revelation. Thank the Lord.